is Chodimunai Rav Papa Amro. One of these two was Rav Papa, was not Rabbaye, it was Rav Papa, like Tosafot says, the Molach Bos Rabbaye Verova. He was the Rosh Hashiva after Rabbaye Verova. Therefore, there's no stira. One was Rabbaye, one was Rav Papa. You swore that you did know Eidus, and really you did not know. Still, Abaye says the Potter. It's not possible to swear that I do not know Eidus for you, because by swearing I do not know Eidus, that's not a Shvuas Bitui, that's a Shvuas Eidus. So you see, according to Abaye, you're not Chayiv in a case where I swear I do know. So Mor says, Hodabe Abaye, Abaye was Chayiv for that. Abaye says, no, if you swear that I do know Eidus for you, that Shvuas would be Chal. The boy said, else I could tell you, no, Chod Minaye Rapop Omro. One of these two cases was not Abaya, but it was Rav Papa. So one of them say that if you swear I do know Eidus for you, and then we found out that you did not know, so Rami one says Yechai, that's called the Shuas Bitui, and one says no. In that case also, you be Papa. But Rav Papa, this is the Machloikis, Abaya Rav and Shmuel, if you have a Shvua Lishovar, that's not possible, Lahabor, would you be Chai the Korbin or not?
The king and the
papa. The melech, the molach boss Abaye. He was the Rashiv after Abaye, right? Now the Mishnah says the famous Rabbi Shmuel Leimer ein chayiv el alosad lovay. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the first Mishnah there's no shtayim shemarba or shvuot yichay shvuos bitu yichay v'korbin. There's only two cases lahor lahitiv. I will eat or I will not eat. But if you swear that you ate yesterday, l'shavar, you're potter from a korban. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, l'horo late, the person swears either I will fast today, or else I will eat today. So ain't li'elot vorm sheish b'marov yatova. Maybe only something like eating and fasting that's either good or bad for you. What's going to be a shvua shein ben harov yatova? Things of mavikach that I will throw a stone to the ocean, I will not throw, there's no good, there's no bad in it. How do I know in such a case you chayiv a korban? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, oy nefesh, ki shisova levata b'shvasayim. Says, oy nefesh, ki shisova, mash many shvua you make, levata b'shvasayim yichayiv. So, ein li elo labo, but still I only know in the future. And the pasuk says, lo horo leitiv, something that will be bad for you, or will be good for you. L'shova minayin, how do I know if I swear that yesterday I fasted, or yesterday I ate? In the Ovar, how do we know also, and it comes out to be a sheker, yichayiv a korbin? Tamleim again, the pasuk says, lechol asher yivate ho'odom v'shvua. Anything the person speaks out in the shvua, v'vir Rabbi Akiva. So we have a ribui, both for dvorim shoma b'kach, and also we have a ribui for dvorim that's only in the Ovar, even though it's not possible, in the Ovar, that yichayiv for the Ovar also. This is Rabbi Akiva Svarah. That's the called Shtayim, that's the Mishnah, Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two Shvuas Lahabor, I will or I will not, and two Shvuas in the other, I ate or I did not eat. Because of the Pesach, L'chol Asher Yivat Ad Mishvuah. Rabbi Shmuel Amano, the Pesach says, L'horor L'haitit, Lahabor, it means only in the future. You have to swear I will eat or I will not eat. That's all. But if you swore that yesterday I ate, you're put off in a korban. Omar Lo Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says back to Rabbi Shmuel, in Cain or so, maybe should only be chayiv things that are good or bad. But the pasuk says, lahor lahitiv. So maybe only if you swear, I will eat or I will not eat. I will sleep, I will not sleep. But dvorim shein ben arov yatova, things of mabakach, like I'll throw something to the ocean, I will not throw something, there's no good, there's no bad, how do you know you're chayiv? If you, Rabbi Shmuel, is medayik from the pasuk, the prat, of lahor lahitiv, maybe only these types of shvuas and nothing else. So Omar Loi, on this Rabbi Shmuel agrees and says, "Mirabuya hakosif." The pasuk was marba. I agree to you. Oy nefesh kishi sova levatim shvasayim. There's a ribui of dvorim shoma b'kach. So Omar Loi, Rabbi Kiva says back to Rabbi Shmuel, "Im ribu hakosif l'kach." Once you agree that there's a ribui for this, for mabakach, is ribu hakosif l'kach? There should also be a ribui, even l'shavar, should also be chayiv. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Mor says, Shata Komala Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva argues very good, that's Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Shata Rabbi Shmuel? On the Rabbi Yechon explains like this. The Machlekes is that Rabbi Yishmael Sheshemeshet Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Yishmael learned by his Rabbi, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Sheha Yedoy Rosh Haskola Torah Kula Bechlal Leprat, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana used a darshan of the Torah when you had a rib, a klal, a rule, and then a prat, something special, and then a klal, with the kayak of a klal or prat or klal. Therefore, Iyo Nami Dervish Bechlal Leprat, well, since the elk comes out. So the Shmuel Bashan the Torah with the klal of a klal of prata klal. However, Rabbi Akiva, Sheshimish as Nochemish Gamzu, he learned by his Rabbi Nochemish Gamzu, Shayadarish as Kala Torah Kula, for Ribuy and Miyut, he used the Dashan always with the Kayach of a Ribuy and a Miyut to Ribuy, is the Yonamish Rabbi Akiva also, Darish Ribuy and Miyut. Now, where is this Machlekis? My Rabbi Akiva, the Darish Ribuy and Miyut, what's John Rabbi Akiva here by Shmuel? That he dashes with the ribo yomir for ribo. It's like this. The time is going like this. Pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kishisaba is a ribo." Mash many type of a shvu you make anything. Yechayev a korban oy lebiyervid. Then the pasuk says a prat a miyit. It says a miyit now. Laura late that it has to be something that either it's bad for you or it's good for you. It's also mash only in the future. Miyit, that's a miyit. Then the pasuk ends off no lechol asher yivat adam another klal. Another ribui. So Akiva says the klal is chaz of a ribui. So the song comes out ribui umiyat for ribui. So how do we dashen this? Ribui hakol. The last ribui tells us everything. Every single type of a shavua. If it's a shavua's bito yechayv a korban. If my ribui ribui komili everything. Dvorim shel mabakach. Dvorim shel ovar in the past tense yechayv. If so a mamiyat. What do I do? Still there's a miyat of lahor relative. And according to a miyut, it only excludes one thing. It's enough to take out just one. So for instance, according to Rabbi Akiva, miyut of our mitzvah. It takes out the oyi soid that you cannot make a shvu against the mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah to do something, you can't make a shvu against the mitzvah. We always say it's a svara. But Rabbi says now the more saying it's the death of Xeris Akasiv. Yeah. That the miyut, lahora laitiv, has to be a dvar horashus. Something that's up to you to do it or not to do it. But something that you have a commandment to do anyway, on that shvuas and not chal. That's the only meat we have. So therefore, if you dash with a ribui, miyat for ribui, the pshat is the ribui tells everything, and the miyat only takes out one thing, that's all, only the divine mitzvah. But everything else, you chayav a korban. Rabbi Yishmael now, dorish klal uprat. It's like this. Oy nefesh kishisov alavati misvasayin klal. Any shvua, you be chayav a korban. Then it says, law relates to prat, to pratim. It has to be only things that's possible, hain and lav, and also only in the future, not in the past. Then it says, the true ribu, lechola sheivato adam, chozu a klal. And so it's a klal or prat a klal. So according to this, the pshat is, iat adan elekena prat. Even though you have a klal basrum, but like this, if it would have just been, o klal or prat, how we say it's only the prat. Now that you have a klal basra, it comes to include things that are at least like the prat. But it has to be only things that are like the prat. Maha prat mepurish, lahabor. That says clearly, lahora or lahativ means in the future. I will do bad, I will do good. Is afkol this much, every shvu has to be like the prat, lahabor. That it has to be a shvu only lahabor, not a shvu lishavar. If so, what does the klal basra help? Ahani klolo, the last klal helps, lesuya filu dvorim, shame them a rovi atova. But lahabo ahani proto, lahabo, ahani prot lamuti afil dvorim, shesh from rovi atova, lishova. So what do we do here again? So it says, lahani klolo, lasuye afilu dvorim, shame them a rovi atova. Lahabo, it has to be at least in the future, that even dvorim shomabakach, things that I will throw a stone, or I will not throw a stone, it doesn't make a difference, that shvu is chal, as long as it's a shvu of lahabor, that I will do it, I will throw, I will not throw. Ahani proti, that's what it says, lo relate to the prat helps, lemute texclude, afilu dvorim sheshem arov yatova, even things that I ate, or I fasted yesterday, things that mamish are good for you or bad for you, still the shovar. As long as you said it upon yesterday, what happened, according to Shmuel, you're potter from a korban. That's the klal, basra, so only has to be like the prat. Now the Gemara says, Epechanol, let's change around, according to Rabbi Shmuel. True, there's a ribu and there's a prat. Maybe the Prat says it has to be Bedafka Lahora Lahitiv, that's all, and nothing else. But it could even be the Klal should tell us, even in the Yovar, even in the past. Rabbi Yitzchak, no, Dumya de Lahora Lahitiv, Mishesura Mishum Bayacha Devor, that's a svar already. That Lahora Lahitiv is something I will do, that's Poshimash, my will do, that's the love is Bayacha Devor. That means we have to see what's going to happen. It applies the law to not profane your words. In other words, you said now you will eat. So be careful to eat today. Make sure you're not going to profane your words. But Yotze Sezu, a time when you made a shvua that I ate yesterday, there's nothing to see. Shein Yisur Mishum Bayachad Devor. It's not up to you right now to make your words kosher or treif to yes or not. It was happened already. Ela Mishum Bat Shakru. As soon as you make that shvua right now, it's a sheker right now. So that's a svor, that's a different type of a shvua. Therefore, Bishmuel holds that the Prat teaches us it has to be a shvua lahabor, that we have to see whether you'll do it or not. That's bechlal bal yachal devoroi. Do not profane your words. But any time l'shavar in the past already, it was done already. So as soon as you say it right away, it's a sheker, he holds that's called a different type of a shvua. So therefore, if I have a Prat, the klal basra has to always be like the prat. It has to be a shvua le'ovar in the le'habor, a shvua I will do something where it's possible by yachel, and not a shvua le'shavar. That's Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. And the Bekiva argues because he dashins riboy miyip ribu. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avin Omar Omer, the pasuk says oy nefesh kishisova levate b'shvosayim. So it's like this. Misha shvua kedemes levitoy. Has to be that you swore before you did the bad action, before you did it. For lawyer, not in the case of a shvua l'shavar, shabito kedemes l'shvua. And not in the case that the action was done already before the shvua. That's going to be Shmuel. So yotzah zed goes out near, or chaltiv lo yochaltiv. If you swore that you ate yesterday, and really you do not eat yesterday, shehamaisa kedem l'shvua. The action, what you did of eating and not eating, that happened before you even made the shvua. That's not b'chal this posik oy nefesh kishisova levate b'sfasayim. That you make a shvua first, kishisova, he swore first, and then levate b'sfasayim. Mashma, the action has to take place after the shvua, and not l'shovar, where it took place before the shvua. According to the Kivi, also know, he has his riboy miyad, or riboy, it's riboy hakoil. Tana Rabban, the posik also says, ha'odam b'shvua. What does that mean? The person has to be there when he makes the shvua, prat l'yonis. Not if you're forced into it. Soon say what the case of onis, what's the difference between an onis and a shoygig. But if you're forced into the shvua, you're put up on a korban. It's not called odom b'shvua. Then it says, v'nelam, he forgot, prat l'mezit. Not if you're mezit. You only chayv a korban if you made a shvua that you will eat today, and then, I will not eat today, and then b'shas, you go to eat, you forgot that you made the shvua. But not if you know you made the shvua and you're mezid that you're part of a korban. But it also says v'nela mimenu, that you have to forget from you. What does that mean? Shenesal mimenu shvua, that when you go to eat the piece of bread today, it's because you forgot you made a shvua. That's when you chayiv a korban. Yochla, I would have thought to say shenesal mimenu chayfetz. What's going to be if the person knows that he made a shvua, but he forgot this is the chayfetz? He forgot this is the bread that he made it on. How do I know in such a case he's potter? Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, "B'shvua v'nelam, al helam shvuhu chayiv." He only chayiv if what you forgot was the shvua that you made. But here, that you know you made a shvua today, just v'yena chayiv al helam chayfitz. If you remember that you made a shvua today, just you forgot on what you made the shvua, we'll soon see what that case is. In this case, you're potter from the korban. So this brayta says three halachas here. Odin b'shvua is prat l'yonus. Vanilla and not amazed, and also vanilla means you forget the shvua and not the chayfis. Now the first one, omamal, hodam b'shvua, prat l'yonus, not if you're forced into it. Echidami, what is the call you're forced? It's an onus and not a shaygig, a regular forgetting. Ki the Rav Kan of Rabasi, ki avikami mekami the Rav, when they were both in the shir by the Rebbe, so afterwards, Ma Rama once said, shvua sadochi, they were chazering the shir, they went over it. And one says, I swear that Rebbe just got finished saying, you're potter in this case. The Shvua Sadochi Yamarav. Umar Rama, no, I heard Rebbe say, you're chayiv in this case. I'll even swear to it. Shvua Sadochi Yamarav.
I swear that Rebbe just got finished saying Yechayiv. So these two Talmidim just came out of Shir, and they were chazering the Shir, and each one thought that he heard the Rebbe say Chayiv a Potter. So when they swore it, each one thought he's swearing true. He had no doubt in his mind. He thought that Rebbe really said Chayiv, Rebbe said Yepotter. And what happened was, Kiyos Lekayim with the Rebbe, they came in front of the Rebbe Rav, Oh my kechad minayo. So Pshit, the Rav says, I said like one of them. He didn't say like both of them. He said like one of them. So it comes out one of them now swore false. Omalaibil, so the other Talmud that made a mistake. The Yano Bishikrish Taboy, did I swear false after being a korban now? Omalay Rav said no. Libcho anascho. Your heart forced you. Rashi says, Kesavar ha'isa lishava b'yemis. You really thought that you're swearing the truth. So if you really think when you're swearing it's the truth, you're potter from the korban. So the obvious question now will be the Gemara Leslam of Aiz, how do you ever have a case of Shavuah Korban Lishovar? According to Rabbi Kiva, Yechayiv a Korban. On a Shavuah Lishovar, that means you swear that yesterday I did eat. And later on you forgot about it. But when you made the Shavuah, you thought you're swearing the truth. Every Shavuah Lishovar, in a case of a Shogeg, should be like this case of an Einus. Anytime you swear that yesterday I did something, so obviously right now you think that you really did. You think you ate yesterday. Just later on you remember, oh, yeah, you know what, I didn't eat yesterday. But for Shas you made the Shvua, the Chura, it's an honest. So you're telling me now, the Pasuk says, Adun B'Shvua.
They argue on him. Marovim is Eretz Yisrael, they laugh when they heard this halacha like this. Because we must make a drosha of vanilla ninenu that you have to forget the Shavua and not the Chayfetz. So you understand that a person could forget the Shavua and not forget the Chayfetz. Going to Yama Shavua Shalai Oichal Patchitim. He swore and said today, I will not eat wheat bread. Now later, Kesava Shoichal Komar. He forgot the Shavua and he thought that he swore he will eat. So whether eating or not, that he remembers. Just he forgot exactly what the Shavuah was, to not eat or yes to eat. To Shavuah in Shri, he forgot the Shavuah exactly what did he say, yes I will eat, or I will not eat. But Chef Sadochir, he remembered the Chayfetz, he remembers he swore on a bread, a wheat bread. He just forgot, did he say yes or no? That's okay, then you chayv a korban. Ella, but the second case you're telling me, Chayfetz b'loy Shavuah, hechidami. Where is there a case that telling me he's potter from his Shavuah that he forgot the Chayfetz, but he remembers the Shavuah? How is that? Kagayna must be, the Yama Shavuah Shleicha Patchitim, he swore he would not eat wheat bread. Ukisava Shel Sharim Kamar. And he forgot later and he thought that he made a Shavuah not to eat the barley bread. The Shavuah Sadochle, he remembers the old time that he swore. He remembers he swore not to eat. Shaschevse Inshei. He forgot which bread he made a shvur on. Did he swear not to eat barley bread? Or did he swear not to eat wheat bread? Someone says no. Kivon de chetze inshilu, haino helem shvur. Since he forgot the chetze, he forgot which bread he made the shvur on, that's included in helem shvur. Like, what is it? He swore not to eat wheat bread. Now, if you forget that you said wheat and you think you said barley, that's called forgetting the shvur. The Shavuah is, you made a swearing you're not going to eat something. What is that? That's the Shavuah. So it says, how do you have the case that you remember the Shavuah, but you forget the Chayfetz, that you're telling me you're potter from the Korban? If this would be the case, that's called forgetting the Shavuah itself. You forgot what exactly you swore. Elo, the case must be Elohim Rebeloza. Do Bado Achasi, stack of one case. What it means to say is that you're wrong. There's never a case that you're potter. Rashi says, Do Bado Achasi, what you just learned before is not a Mishnah. You always chayiv a korban. You never have, you could remember the Shavuah and forget the Chayfetz. It's always considered you're forgetting the Shavuah, and therefore you always chayiv a korban. Maskeblah Rabbi Yezer, verse, he asks the question back, why? Aloma, why can it be Chayfetz b'loy Shavuah le'mesh kachas lo? How come you could not find a case that the person forgets the Chayfetz, but he remembers the Shavuah? For Mishkachaslach, I can give you a case like this. For Mishkachaslach, again, he swore he will not eat wheat bread. And he remembers the Shavuah. But for Ishid Yodel Asal, he puts his hand into the basket,
Like he knows his shmua, he's not allowed to eat wheat, and therefore he makes up his mind he's going to take a barley bread now. But we also the other shochitim, by mistake, what came up was wheat bread. And he remembered, he thinks right now what he's eating is really barley. So mainly the shavua he remembers, he knows he's not allowed to eat wheat bread. That was the shavua he made, he knows it. Just he forgot the chefetz. He thinks what he's eating right now is really barley. That's what he went to take. But it came up by mistake. He didn't forget the shavua, right.
Or the chefetz.
Now this is called the chefetz. That's called forgetting the chefetz. That's called the shkog and the chefetz. You think what you have right now is barley, but really it's wheat. So you forgot what the chefetz is. That's called the shkoga. The yochlo, the shvuasa dochle, the person knows his shvua clearly. He swore not to eat wheat bread. He knows that. But chesu de lo yodle, he does not know now that this bread is really wheat bread. He thinks it's only barley bread. So his shkoga was in the chefetz. So this would be a case that you're potter from the carbon. Because the pasuk says, v'ne'la mimenu shvuasa, you have to forget your shvua and not to hear. Will you remember your shvua? Omer la Yabai. Yabai says back still. No, it doesn't make any sense. Klum mechayiv le korban elo amai the tofes biyodei. Listen, why do you be mechayiv in shvua? Because what he has in his hand right now, he's doing something wrong and he forgot about it. And so helam shvuhu. He goes, that's called forgetting the shvua. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're forgetting that this is what you swore upon. You know you made a shvua. So how come eating this bread, really it's wheat bread? How come eating it? Elamai, you forgot, you think that the shvua does not apply to this chefetz. So again, it's forgetting the shvua. If you would know that the shvua really applies to this bread, you would not eat it. Why are you eating this bread? Because you forgot, you think the shvua does not apply. So that's also considered a forgetting of the shvua, and he owes you b'chayiv b'korban. Lishnachmin, another lashon meant to answer like this. Omalei abayda Rav Yosef. Saif, let's think anyway. At the end is korban the kamaisi Allah the high pass miu helam shvuhu. Why is he bringing the korban right now? Because he forgot that he made a shvuah on this pass. He thought this pass was not included in the shvuah, but really this pass was included in the shvuah. So it's still considered you forgot the shvuah. For Rabbi Yosef, what is Rabbi Yosef that he has to answer now like this? Omloch he answers no. Kivon dechiyod alei dechitenu parish minayim. Since if we would notify him exactly that this bread is a wheat bread, he would not eat it. If so, helam chefetz. So what he forgot was the chefetz. The shvuah he remembers all along. The only thing he forgot was the chefetz. He hoped that's considered a helam chefetz, and therefore Rabbi Yosef says this is the case that you're potter from the carbon. Because the actual shvuah you do remember. Just you're missing what the chefetz is, and in that case you're potter from the carbon. If so, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rav's question for Rav Nachman. Helam zeb zeb yodimau. What's going to be where you forget both? True, you forgot the shvua, but you also, in this case, I forgot what the bread is, whether it's barley or wheat. Omlei answered back, yes, yichayiv korban, or helam shvua biyodai v'chayiv. When helam b'shvua, you forgot the shvua. Adrab, the opposite is far should be. Harei helam chayivitz biyodai pota. The pota is a mashma only if you forget the shvua. And here, you forgot something else also. So Amr Rashi says, okay, let's see. Chazina, let's say we had this more before once. If when we remind him, he made his shvua. That's what makes him stop eating. The main thing is you forgot the shvua, then you would be chayiv korban. If we remind him, this is wheat bread, that's why he stops eating it. Then he'll be potter. So let's see what's the main thing that reminds him. Amal and Ravina Rav Ashi know. They're both totally, they're Zeb to Zeb, totally one and the other. Kulum Pirish Mishvu El Mishum Chayfus. Even if you remind him on the Shvua, but why will he stop eating this? He has to also know that this is wheat bread. That's what he made his Shvua on. And the opposite. Kulum Pirish Mishvu El Mishum Shvua. Why would he stop eating this Chayfus, this wheat bread? Only because he remembers the Shvua. El Eloishino, there's no difference. And Rashi learns, Upotam. Therefore, you're potter from a shvua. This is considered that you forgot the chayfetz, you're potter from a korban, right? You only chayiv a korban where you know the actual chayfetz, and the only thing you forgot was the shvua.